Moshe's Itmar Lo Yisuka Muslovim Menu Arbo Nachon HaMetsheir Pisa V'Rabba Rabuna Ami Yisuma. The Rashi says, what's the issue? What happens when it's Mufag Arbo? So Zog Rashi Psulo Mishum Oyel Mafsik Bishtakach Levani V'Suka. When Nachon came into the Noya Vida to give him to the Noya Suka Yavinu Botlu L'Gabo, and it's not called an Oyel Mafsik. What's the heifer in the Mishnah? The Mishnah said that, you know, Chizda rather, the Mishnah said that Sadin is possible. Sadin is possible even if it's not Mufug Dalit. But the Gemara said, or Chizda said, that Lenois is Kshayah, Sadin Lenois is Kshayah. What's the heifer of Sadin Lenois? According to Rashi, the heifer of Sadin Lenois is that it doesn't have a Shem Schach, because it's not Lehogan. So therefore, it's not called Mesachach Vodora Makabal Tumah. If that's the heifer, if that's the heifer of Lenois, it doesn't have a Shem Schach, so it really shouldn't make a difference whether it's Mufluk or it's not Mufluk. What does it matter if it's close to the Schach, far away from the Schach? The Sadin is not Lenoi Isu. The Noi over here is not Lohogan. The Sadin is not Lohogan. The Noi is not Lohogan, so it doesn't have a Shem Schach. It's not a Mitzachach with over a Makabatum. So our Kochach, when Rav Chisda and Rabbi Ravuna say that it's possible, that when it's Mufluk, Galat Bokhan becomes possible, must be possible for some new reason. Some reason that we didn't have in the Mishnah. What's that new reason? So Rashi says, Oil Mafsik. Oil Mafsik is already a new reason. I said, when the Mishnah, why is the Sadin not an Oil Mafsik? That we saw in Rashi in the Mishnah, then Oil Mafsik has to be Mukhluk from the Schach. Has to be Rokhluk from the Schach. So in order to be an Oil Mafsik, it has to have a certain Haflogah from the Schach. There has to be an Oil. There has to be a space, let's say an Oil, between the Schach and the Noise. That's the Nidin. So Rav Chisda and Rabbi Ravuna say that if it's muflug dalit tochim, that's enough. That it's cool. That it's a shir haflogah. It's a rofik minaschach. So now it becomes an oil mafsik. I guess it's a shir oil, and it becomes an oil mafsik. If on the other hand you hold like we saw in the Rosh Hashanah Yuches, and many other Rishonim say this way, the Rabban and Mechamis says this way, the Ritva says this way, that the heter of sadin and ois is that it's a bottom for the schach. And without going back to the Yisraelistic issues, what's exactly the Psalm of Sadev and so on, but just what's the Heter of Lenoisa? If you learn that the Heter of Lenoisa is that it's bottom to the Tzchak, like the Rosh says, like the Ramban says in the Muhammad and other Rishonim say, then it's Poshet, that if it's Mufla Dalit, then the reason why Rabbi Ravuna and Rav Chisda say that it's Posel is because it's no longer bottom to the Tzchak. So therefore, it reverts to the Psalm of Sadev. Okay, that's all I'm sure. There's the Balamor over here. The Balamor says that this sheet over here, Rav Chisda and Rabbi Ravuna, is the Shitosim. Rav Chisda and Rabbi Ravuna are the ones who say that by Sukkah Tachat Sukkah, the Shir HaFlog is for Tvachim. So the Shitosim, the Shir HaFlog here is also for Tvachim. But according to Shmuel, that the Shir HaFlog by Sukkah Tachat Sukkah is 10 Tvachim, then the Shir HaFlog over here should also have to be 10 Tvachim. That kind of Balamor, he brings me a right, the Loch is not like Shmuel. The Gemara doesn't mention Shmuel Shitosim. Just we have the Chisda and Rabbi Ravuna and Rav Nachman, but the Chisda doesn't make an appearance. The Shmuel doesn't make an appearance. Apparently, the Gemara held that Halacha is not like Shmuel. That's one of his rayas, that the Halacha is not like Shmuel. So the Baal HaMor is built on two Hanochas. Hanocha number one is that apparently he learns like Rashi that the reason why Noi that's Muflug is possible, if it's Muflug Baal Tochim is possible, is not because it's no longer bottom to the Schach. If it's because it's no longer bottom for the schach, then that has nothing to do with sukkah tachas sukkah, where it's a different issue. There it's an issue of shir oil, shir haflogah. What's that do over here? So obviously the Baal HaMor holds of the Erech Rashi that the heter sadin lina oisa is that it's not lehogin, and it doesn't have a shem schach. But here there's a new psul that it becomes an oil mafsik, and the shah is how much haflogah do you need to be an oil mafsik? So Rav Chisda says for tvachim. Says the Baal HaMor, four tvachim is the shir haflogah to be an oil mafsik. So you see that that's a shir haflogah, that's a shir oil by sukkah. That's like a chisda by the sugya of sukkah tachat sukkah. So that's one leg that the Baal HaMor has to stand on. And the Ramban taka argues, because it's it. The Ramban is masik on the Baal HaMor. Says, what does one thing have to do with the other? Sadin in the ois is only kosher because it's bottled to the schach. If it's not bottled to the schach, then even a sadin would be possible. So over here, if it's four tvachim, it's mufu four tvachim, it's no longer bottled to the schach. That has nothing to do with the sheer oil, that has nothing to do with the sugya sukkah tachas sukkah. Well, the more obviously holds like the sheet of Rashi. That's number one. But the Baal HaMor also stands on another leg, which is in the way he understands Shmuel. Because that way we started to talk yesterday, there's two ways to understand Shmuel's din of Ketcher HaKafzula. We could understand that Shmuel is saying a sheer oil. But Shmuel's arguing with the sheer oil. Rav Huna said the sheer oil is a tefach. Rather, Rav Huna and Rav Chisda said the sheer oil is four tefachim. And Shmuel says, no, the sheer oil by Sukkah is ten tefachim. Ketcher HaKafzula, just like the sheer oil for Hetcher Sukkah is ten tefachim, the sheer oil for the din of Sukkah HaKafzula is also ten tefachim. Then you can say over here as well that according to Shmuel, the sheer oil defines the flug of the noise, should be called an oil mapsik. And according to Shmuel, it should be 10 tefachim. But the other, we said, there's another possibility, that Rav Shmuel is saying, we'll see more in the coming sugya, but that Shmuel is saying, kefsher kapsula, that's nothing to do with sheer oil. Sheer oil maybe is 4 tefachim, or 1 tefach. But there's a new din of kefsher kapsula, that in order to have the sul of sukkah tacha sukkah, the sukkah el yoin has to be a sukkah ksheira. Rashi is going to be medik that way over there by Shmuel. In the coming sugya, it's going to be even more medik in Rashi. That the din of Ketcher Kapsula is a special halacha in the din of Sukkah Tachat Sukkah. Never mind din of oil. The din of Sukkah Tachat Sukkah, that for the El Yoin at the Pasla Tachtoin, it has to have a Shem Sukkah. And to have a Shem Sukkah, it needs to have 10 tefachim because Ketcher Kapsula. The din of Sukkah Tachat Sukkah requires that the El Yoin be a Sukkah Ketcher. We saw the same thing in the Riyazi. He needs 9 tefachim. Primogonim is a Shatzad, maybe he needs Tfanois. It's a din that in Sukkah Tachat Sukkah, the El Yoin has to be a Sukkah Ketcher in order to Pasla Tachtoin. What does that have to do with Noi? Noi, in order to the din of Noi, Noi is not a Sukkah Ksheira. Noi is an oil mafsik. Ayoshin Tach has a mitzvah, but the mitzvah is a Sukkah Ksheira. It's a din of oil mafsik. Obviously, the Baal HaMor held, like the first understanding of Ketcher Kapsula, that Ketcher Kapsula is a sheer, is a gilui in the sheer oil. The Shmuel holds the sheer oil is 10 tefachim. So I know Mutlug also the sheer oil, to be called an oil mafsik, that flogger that you need. That the oil at Tachlin should be mafsik, the oil at Elyon. It's also ought to be 10 tefachim, and it must be halacha is not like Shmuel. That's why he doesn't make an appearance here in the Gemara. But the Kitzin Nimrats, the Baal HaMor over here is built on two legs. Leg number one, that he assumes that the heter of Tzadin Lina Oysa is not Al Bittul. Because if it was Al Bittul, then I would understand Noya Muflug is Poshut not Bottle. It's nothing to do with the Gemara Nomad Aleph. That's what the Ramban Pine is in the Baal HaMor. Obviously, he understands more like Rashi. That Noya Muflug is a new problem. The Sadman and Oysa, the Heter of Sadman and Oysa you still have, because it's not Lohogan. It's not called the Mesachach V'Dover Makabal Tumah. The problem here is not the Mesachach V'Dover Makabal Tumah. The problem is when the Sadman is Mufluk, it becomes an oil mafsik. Like a mito, it becomes an oil mafsik. Oil mafsik? Oh, so you're talking about being oil, sheer oil. That's relevant for Gemara and Amidal. Maybe Sukkah Tacha Sukkah also has to do with sheer oil. In the coming Sukkah, we'll see the Feirish. That the Gemara compares the din of Sukkah Tacha Sukkah to the din of sheer oil by the Sukkah of Naklitan. We'll see. So I understand the Baal HaMor. That's where the Baal HaMor is coming from. Sukkah Tachat Sukkah is totally in sheer oil. That seems to be in the Hemshech HaSugyah. And so then it's similar to the din of oil mafsik, which is certainly totally in sheer. It certainly has to do with sheer oil. That's one leg of the Baal HaMor. But the other leg of the Baal HaMor is that he understands that Shmuel, who requires 10 tefachim, is also midin sheer oil. But that's the sheer oil according to Shmuel. Rav Huna holds the sheer oil as a tefach. In the context of Sukkah, a priest holds the sheer oil is 4 tefachim, and Shmuel says, no, in the context of Sukkah, the oil is an oil, the sheer oil is 10 tefachim. And presumably, that's what he understood. Ketcher HaKafzula, it's a gili milsa. Since the Sukkah has to be 10 tefachim to be kosher, it's a gili milsa, then in the context of Sukkah, that's the sheer oil. The veil at the pasal, al Sukkah tacha Sukkah, that's the sheer oil as well. So for noy mutluk to be an oil mafsik, also that should be the sheer asar tefachim. And that's totally how you understand Ketcher HaKafzula. Of course, that has to do a lot with the coming Sukkah. How do understand Ketcher Kach Pesul? So let's see right from the Gemara. I would have to finish with the story yet. By the story, a piece of Rav Ravun Ikla Beresh Kalusa, Avnina Rav Nachman Mesuka, Shenoya Muslokim Ben Adal Tochim, Shtiko Vle Amalei Vle Midi. Amalei Vle Hadab Rav Anam Mishmasayu, Amalei Anam Shlokim Mitzvah Anam Ptura Min Asuka. Where Shlokim Mitzvah? So Taisa says, Shluchim Mitzvah Nonu Kegoyim, Shem Levatim and Amitzvah Shem Vayim Mechazim Acha Sukkah Acheres. This Torah Machalikus Yishayim. Shikas of Taisa that Isaac Mitzvah is only Vatim and Amitzvah if doing the other Mitzvah would interfere with the Mitzvah that he's doing now. But if he could do both Mitzvahs, if he can multitask, he could do the second Mitzvah without interfering with the first Mitzvah, then he doesn't have the Torah. So over here, who cares if there was Shluchim Mitzvah? But Shluchim Mitzvah, go find the Kosher Sukkah, not it won't interfere with your Mitzvah. It must be, it's a case where if they would have to go looking for another Sukkah, for a sukkah that would be kosher by their lights, then they would be taking away from the effectiveness of their mitzvah mission. The Ran is chaylik. The Ran says that the heter of Isaac mitzvah potim and a mitzvah, is that he's Torah, that he's Isaac the forget the lashon on the ram, he's Isaac the mitzvah's bayrei something. It's a pur. The Isaac mitzvah potim from other mitzvahs, even if you really could do the second mitzvah without detracting from the first mitzvah. Okay, let's see that. Amar Yehuda Mishmur. Mutalishan bekilo besuko afal pi sheyesh lo gag. Vehu she'ein gvoy asar. Shmuel is the chadash. Knows the din that a yoshin tachas and mita is not yetsu. We have the new Amish. The Mishnah says the yoshin tachas and tachas and kinoitis. That Shapir is Agabia kinoit psulo. If you sleep in a bed, you can't sleep in a bed that has a canopy. In the second parak says, because Agam are also going to have in the Hemshech, because the oil of the mitzvah is mevatel, the oil of the sukkah, osi oil, or mevatel oil. If you're under the kinah, if you're in the oil of the kinah, it's mevatel, the oil of the sukkah. So Shmuel is mechadish that requires 10 tochim. If the tachtoim doesn't have 10 tochim, if the kilo doesn't have 10 tochim, so then there's no problem of oil mevatel oil. Sakavayasar. Toshma. In fact, the Gemara, Raisa says, Hayoshin bekilo besukah liyotzu deichei losar. So it's again Shmuel. So the Gemara answers, Hakamai eskimim b'shkevay asar. Maybe the Raisa is talking words, v'y asar. In fact, the Gemara meisvei, Hayoshin tachas amita besukah liyotzu deichei losar. Mishnah. So this is v'y asar. So the Gemara answers, yeah. Shmuel said that the mitzvah also has to be gvoya asar. That's the Shmuel in the second paragraph. The riff is going on. But Shmuel says the mitzvah has to be gvoya asar in order to pass it. Toshma. Like I said, Oishah Pirsah Gabi Kinoifis Psula. Mishnah. Our Mishnah gives us kinoifis, I don't know if it matters. But anyway, Eishapir Salgabi kinoifis psula. Chorim means the Mishnah. Hasunami, the Gvi Asar. Mishnah, it's talking words of Gvi Asar. Thank you, my Valik, Tony Hoki. But we have a Bryson after with the Sanyo. Naklit and Shnayim, the kinoifis are born. The difference between the Naklit and the kinoifis is kinoifis has four posts, Naklit and has two. Pir Salgabi kinoifis psula, Agabi Naklit and Shero, because it's not oil. The kinoif is not the naklitin, since it doesn't have a flat top, so it's not an oil. Uvavaj lo yinaklitin gvayi min amita asar. Unless the naklitin is gvayi asar, if the naklitin is gvayi asar, then you can't sleep there. Even though it doesn't have a gag, michval, which implies the kinoif is after she ain't gvayi asar. If the naklitin is only kosher when it's not gvayi asar, and the brisa says that a kinoif is possible where a naklitin is kosher. And obviously, a kinoifis is possible, even if it's not gavay asar. It's a kasha and shmul. And for the Gemara, shayna kinoifis the kvi. The nusar, kinoifis is kavua, and apparently, being kavua is a substitute for asar atar. Since the kinoifis is kavua, so therefore, it's a substitute for asar atar. Yeah. At least where there is a god. You have to have a shmul said. You have to have even if. Shmuel said that even a kilo that has a gag needs to have asarat tochim. Kinoifis also has a gag, doesn't need asarat tochim because it's kavua. So kavua is in lieu of asarat tochim. Fekhimara. The sukkah gabi sukkah the kviya, sukkah gabi sukkah, it's kavua. The omer Shmuel kech shere kach psu. One second, hold on a second. Shiny kinoif is decree. So being kavua is a substitute for asar. So why by a mitzvah do you need asar? Why do you say the mitzvah is also, why does a mitzvah need asar? Apparently a mitzvah must not be kavua. Must be a mitzvah, not kavua. Otherwise why would it need asar? So why is a mitzvah not kavua? So it could be, Rashi says, Behem Sechun, the Moshe Kosma, Le'osi Oyel Arayu, Mavato Oyel Kvash, so Rashi says that a mito is not kavua because it's, you can move it from place to place. So it's not kavua. So maybe that's a shot here as well. That's so possible. Gemara and the Hemshach Kasugya. Gemara says, Gemara in the beginning of a second part, but it's Agama quotes in the end of the Sugya. That according to Yehuda, you could sleep under a mito because we also oil erai and mavato oil kvar. So Rashi explains what makes the mito an oil erai. Because so Rashi says, because the mito is moved from place to place. I'm not so sure though that's what we're talking about up here. There we're talking about being arai as compared to kavua. According to Abiyud, the sukkah is a dios kva. Relative to a dios kva, a mita is an arai, because you move it from place to place. It doesn't stay in one place all the time. You move from place to place, it's arai. In the context of our sugya right now, when we talk about kavua, the Gemara says that if sukkah is kavua, sukkah got a sukkah, the Gemara, that's the next line of Gemara, sukkah that it's kavua. Why is the sukkah kavua? It's a dios arai. We pass in the sukkah dios arai. Apparently, it may be a dios arai, but in the context of what we're talking about right now, that's still called kavua. It's degrees. So we're in a context where sukkah gabi sukkah is called, sukkah gabi sukkah has the same kvius as a, has the same degree of kvius as a kinoifis. That's the most kasha. Kinoifis, the kavua, so that's why it doesn't need asara. So how come a sukkah needs asara? It's also kavua. What makes a sukkah kavua? The charai. Sukkah dios arai means. Apparently, arai is also called, in our context right now, arai is also called kavua. You know, it's mistaber, because the kinoifa is also attached to the bed. The bed you move from place to place, so the kinoifa is also moved from place to place. So it's also arai. Teretz is, it depends what you're talking about. It depends on what you hear. If you're talking in Rabbi Yehuda, we also oil arai, mavatul oil kvar, then a mita relative to a dios, we also dios arai, mavatul dios kvar, oil arai, mavatul oil kvar, relative to an oil kvar is a mita is arai. But in the context of Agamor, a kinoifa is called kavua, because it's kavua enough. You know, relative to a kilo, that's just not fixed in place so much a kilo. Relative to a kilo, a kinoifis, since it's attached firmly, is called kavua. And the sukkah is also called kavua. Even though the kinoifis can move from place to place. So then, how do you do? So a mito, the chayor should be kavua. So maybe the kinoifis is still called oil kavua. I hear, that's the point. Maybe it can be chalik that way. But I think it's still true that the Gemara, when the Gemara says by that a mita is arai relative to a dios kva, talking about a different level than Agamor. Agamor was talking about kavua on the level of, the Gemara calls a sukkah, in Agamor, the Gemara calls a sukkah kavua, even though a sukkah is a dios arai, according to us. So the kriyas that we're talking about now is the kriyas on the level of arai. On that level, maybe a mita is also kavua. You move from place to place. So it's not. But maybe that's enough to be kavua. So then why is a mita? Why is a mita need that sort of? So the Ran at the beginning of the second parak says that a mita, the reason why it's the equivalent of our, the Ran says that a mita needs a sort of tefachim because because it's not made to use underneath. It's like legavasi. When you make a mita, primarily you want the top of the mita, not the underneath the oil of the mita. Which is also something Gemara mentions here, the Hemshech. You see clearly the Ran didn't say the Ran didn't say that a mita is arrived, that a mita is not kavua because it moved from place to place. Maybe for Muslims, like I said, moving it from place to place will not make it kavua. Am I being clear? I'm just being confusing. Anyway, bottom line, it says in this Gemara that Shmuel said that in order for the oil of the mito or of the kinoifis or the kilo, whatever it is, in order for the oil of the bed to be mevatel, the oil of the sukkah, it has to have a sar tefachim. Whoever finds that and says, it doesn't have to have a sar tefachim, it needs to have a sar tefachim only if it's not kavua. If it's kavua, like a kinoifis, then you don't have to have a sar tefachim. The mita apparently is considered to be the equivalent of arai. It doesn't have the ma'alim kvius. Either it's moved from place to place, or like the Ran says, because it's legavos, so it's not l'toicha, so therefore it loses the ma'alim kvius. Maybe in the musuk to say it is, kvius has to be that it's kavua to use the oil. But if it's kavua to use the top of the bed, then that's not called the kvius. What it's kavua for is for the top of the bed, we're talking about the underneath of the bed. So you don't have the ma'alim kvius. But I saw it talking, it could still happen. So, Mika, if it's Kavali Asar, it's still called an oil. Back to Gemara, and now we come to the heart of our interest right now. Right, sukkah gabi sukkah the kviyah. Gemara asks, what sukkah gabi sukkah? Sukkah gabi sukkah is also kavua. But Shmuel kechsher kapsula. Shmuel said kechsher kapsula. Sukkah taka sukkah is only possible if you have a haflog of a sarat vachav. We'll come back to the question in a second. But Gemara answers, Ami hosam to the mitzvah sukkah basar. So we have to understand the Gemara's question, and we have to understand the Gemara's answer. So starting with the question. In the question, the Gemara is equating the din of sukkah gabi sukkah and Shmuel's requirement that you need asar shvachah by sukkah gabi sukkah with the din of yoshim tachas emito, with the din of oil mevatel oil. And the Gemara is asking that according to Shmuel, that sukkah tachas sukkah is a shir of asar tvachim. So yoshin tachas amita also, or yoshin tachas akilo, or yoshin tachas akinoifus really, in particular cases, yoshin tachas akinoifus ought to have a shir of asar tvachim. And the Bryce says that you don't need asar tvachim. That's the Gemara's tach. So you see, the Gemara is equating the two. So l'chayra, Muchan Gemara, at least in the Makshin, that the reason why Shmuel requires Asar Tochim is because that's a sheer oil. Going back to this basic Hakira, this is the pivot on which the Hakira has to revolve. The Hakira that we have. What did Shmuel mean when he said Kechsher Kapsula? Does Kechsher Kapsula mean it's a Gili Milso that the sheer oil for Sukkah is Asar Tochim? And therefore, just like that's the sheer oil to be machshir sukkah, that's the sheer oil to be called sukkah tachas sukkah. That's understanding number one. Understanding number two, no, nothing to do with sheer oil. Maybe the sheer oil is much less. But it's a special halacha that in order to have the din of sukkah tachas sukkah, the sukkah el yoyna has to be a sukkah ksheir. To be a sukkah ksheir, it has to have dine sukkah. One of the dine sukkahs that it has to have a sarat tachas. Which, the machshin over here clearly understands which way. The first way, right? That's how he said. The first way, because if it's a special din in sukkah tachas sukkah that the sukkah yoyna has to be a sukkah ksheira to pasul tachtoina, what does it have to do with the kinoifus? The kinoifus is not a sukkah ksheira regardless. The different psul is not a psul of sukkah tachas sukkah. It's a psul of hefsek oil. We compare apples and oranges. So clearly, the makshin at least understood that when Shmuel said asar tochen, he was telling me a sheer oil. That's the sheer oil. That in the context of sukkah, you need an oil of asar tvachim. Oil of asar tvachim. So the mitzvah also should have to. So the kinnikus also should have to have a shir oil of asar tvachim. The shaila though is, does that change with the teretz? Or does that remain true in the teretz? We need to understand what's the worst teretz, and is there a chazor from that assumption in the teretz or not? So, Gemara is very close. Gemara says, "Hosam to the mitzvah sukkah is the asara, hocha b'shvuy oyla, botzim yasara nami havi oyla." So, what is the Gemara's teretz mean? So, Rashi will read for a minute. The Ravid in the Hasagas in the Balamar. The Ravid has a lashon. Says that it means that to be mevatel, he says like this, that when you have sukkah tachas sukkah, you want to be mevatel the whole sukkah. Just to be mevatel the whole sukkah, you need an oil gomer. Like kinoifus, you have to be mevatel the whole sukkah. You're just puzzling the space under the kinoifus, but the rest of the sukkah is still good. You can add even, the place can say, which the Brewer brings, that by the din of yoshim tachas kinoifus, yoshim tachas amit, and so on, it's only possible in the space under the kinoifus. The rest of the sukkah is sheira, even if the kinoifus is from the shear of Zion al Zion. So what if I have a sukkah that's exactly Zion al Zion, and in the middle I have a mitzvah with the kinoifus? So why is it saying the sukkah is still sheira? Or let's say I have a sukkah that's a logic sukkah, but the kinoifus runs the whole length of the sukkah from the middle wall all the way to the test. Or it should pass the whole sukkah, because if you invalidate the middle of the sukkah, you don't have gimel tfanis. So the Pesachim say we should burn minis. No, it doesn't, because the kinoches not mabayis, it doesn't pass the sukkah. You can't sleep under the kinoches, but you're in a then you're outside of the sukkah, so to speak. But the sukkah as a whole is still a good oil. The sukkah as a whole is not, doesn't become bottled, and you're okay. So it says there, right, sukkah gabi sukkah, you're coming to the mevatel oil of the sukkah, so you need to have an oil gomer. An oil gomer has to be a sa'ar tefachim. By kinoifis, we're not passeling the sukkah, we're only passeling the space underneath the sukkah, underneath the kinoifis. We're not letting you sleep underneath the kinoifis. For that you don't need such a high degree of oil, for that you don't need an oil gomer. You need a mix of oil, we call it. You don't need the same level of oil. So mela, you don't need a sa'ar tefachim. Avkan the right. So the Fila Raivid, had the Gemara been chayzer from the Hanukha, the Makshan certainly thought that the Shir of Asar Tokum is Shir oil. The Tartsum, according to the Raivid, is he chayzer from that Hanukha? No. No, not chayzer from the Hanukha. We're still going with Shir oil. We just say, yeah, but an oil is degrees. An oil to pass in the Sukkah as a whole needs to be an oil gomer, Asar Tokum. In the Haram, maybe that's the Shir there, Isa. Anyway, it needs to be an oil gomer. Oil gomer in the context of sukkah is asar tefachim, like hashu sukkah. But for kinoifis, we're not passing the whole sukkah. For that, it's enough to have a mitzvah oil. But we're still going with the hanocha that it's midine oil shonul kam. That Shmuel's shear of asar tefachim is a shear oil. That's clear enough. I think that this also has to be the sheet of the balamar. I told you at the beginning of Shir. I was going to share with Arsko, but I told you earlier on in the beginning that the Balamor says that according to Shmuel that you need Asar Tochim, so Noi Sukkah have to be Muflag Asar Tochim to be called an oil masik. We were medayik in the Balamor. The parent of the Balamor says the shear asar tefachim is a shear oil. That's why it's nogeh to have flogus night. To night still come flogus. Yeah, you still have to know in the technicalities. You heard the oil, the night sukkah am flogim. Why do you need to be asar tefachim? I'm not trying to pass the whole sukkah. I'm only passing underneath the night. First of all, I'm not sure that that's true. Maybe night sukkah am flogim are b'sula. Maybe he's talking about passing the whole sukkah. Also, it's not kavua, maybe. So maybe it doesn't. Maybe it needs a sort of tefachim. Anyway, we have the chesed in the details over here. How's the Balamor doing in the details? Why does Noi Sukkah need to be a sort of tefachim? We're not coming with Mitzvah Sukkah. We're only coming to pass under the Noi. So it should be like a kinoifis. Kinoifis, since it's kavua, doesn't need to have a sort of tefachim. Yeah, we could say kinoifis doesn't need to have a sort of tefachim. The Gemara says because it's kavua. But if it wouldn't be kavua, then it would be a sort of tefachim. Maybe Noi Sukkah is not kavua, so it needs a sort of tefachim anyway. But right now, I'm going to keep our eye on the April. So Kaponim, Shitas Harayv is Mepurish, Shitas Palamar, presumably also, is that there's not a 180 degree turn here in the city. The Makshin certainly thought the Shir of Asar Tefachim is a Shir oil, and the Tartan agrees that it's a Shir oil. Shmuel Shir of Asar Tefachim is a Shir oil. And Tartan just says that there's different degrees of oil. The Pasal Sukkim need oil gomer. The Pasal Sukkim need oil gomer. To pass the sukkah, you need an oil gomer. But just to pass under the naklipin, under the kinoifis, you don't need oil gomer, so it could have kavua, could be a substitute for asara tefach. If it's not kavua, you need asara tefach anyway, but if it's kavua, you won't need asara tefach. On the other hand, let's stick with the Rav of the Balamor for one more minute. The Chayr of the Balamor is the Shitasa. Because the Gemara Nomad Aleph, said a halacha from Bnei Marova, Joseph Yumi, I think, or Rav Dini, brought from Bnei Marova, Ami Bnei Marova, that there's a thing you need a Chayr of Kabul Karim Exosis. In order to pass the Tachlan, the Yon has to be a Chayr of Kabul Karim Exosis. That's what Rabbi Yehuda meant when he said that you need to have Giyur and Bel Yoyim. That's the Yechel Kabul Karmic Sosis. Gemara asked Mechal the Rabbi for Tanakama Sova. You don't even chayil the Kabbal Karmic Sosik. The Gemara said the chayil that the Manakamina is if it's Ali Dehad Chak. So the Shaila had to read that Gemara. We talked about it at the time. This din of Yechayil the Kabbal Karmic Sosik, is it because of Shmuel Zunim of Kepsher Kapsula? Or it's not, it's nothing to do with Shmuel Zunim of Kepsher Kapsula. Rashi learns that it's connected to Shmuel's halacha of Kepsher Kapsula. And Rashi learns that that's pshat in the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara brought from the Ami b'Marava that when Rabbi Yehuda said you need the Urim Bal Yoyda, it means Yechayil Kabbal Karim Exosis. Correct the Gemara, Mechval the Tanakama Sova, Loibay Yechayil Kabbal. Does that mean that the Tanakama doesn't require Yechayil Kabbal Karim Exosis? What's the first question? Yeah, maybe that's what it means. Chacham don't require Yechayil Kabbal Karim Exosis. So what? So Rashi learns the question is because of Shmuel. Shmuel says Kepsher Kapsula. Kepsher Kapsula implies that you need Yechayil Kabbal Karim Exosis. The Gemara answers Aliyah Yechayil Kabbal. The Ramban in the Machamas also learns the Gemara that way, and he's going to the Gemara of Beferish. Machad Rabban is having Loibin in the Yechayil Kabbal Karim Exosis. The Omer Shmuel Kepsher Kapsula. The Ramban is going to that in the Gemara. Rashi just interpolates it. The Balamor apparently does not read the Gemara that way, because the Balamor Paskin is not like Shmuel. We've said already a few times. He says Rav Chisda is the centrist Shita, and the Gemara on the base of No Yisuka Muflogim is like Rav Chisda, and there you don't see Shmuel appearing. So the Balamor says the Halacha is not like Shmuel, and nonetheless the Balamor says that you need Yechayil Kabbal Karim Exosis, so we tell you they have Chach. So Ramban asks, you mean the Mizaka Shdor Lebei Chay? If the Halacha is not like Shmuel, then you don't need Yechayil Kabbal Karim Exosis. So apparently the Balamor holds there's one thing has nothing to do with the other. And the Gemara's question, L'chad Rabban and Sabri, he's going to learn is not coming from Shmuel. Stam and Svar, the Gemara is asking, how could somebody not require Yechayil Kabbal Karim Exosis? And the Gemara answers, Aliyah Yechayil. But it's nothing to do with Shmuel. You could hold not like Shmuel and still need Yechayil Kabbal Karim Exosis. It's not relevant to Shmuel. L'chad Balamor says, Shitosa. If Shmuel's halach of Asar Tochum is a shear in oil, so what does that have to do with Yechayil Kabbal Karim Exosis? Just because the shear of oil is a sort of tochum, therefore by some algorithm, you have to have your chayil kabbal karim exosis. What does one thing have to do with the other? Machlekes are chidnim and shmuel, and machlekes and shear oil. Is it 4 tochum? Is it 10 tochum? How hard does the sukkah have to be called an oil? What does that have to do with your chayil kabbal karim exosis? The Baal Mor Tachal learns there's nothing. It's taka not connected, unrelated issue. That's the Baal Mor on the right. On the other hand, Mimokim Shabosov, Rashi and the Ramban, who I just told you, learned that Shmuel's din of Kepsher Kapsula entails that you need a Chayil Kabbal Karim Exosis. What's that to do with Shir Oil? They apparently hold that the din of Kepsher Kapsula has nothing to do with the Shir Oil. It's a new Svara. It's a new Svara in Sukkot HaKasukah that in order for Yoyna, the Pasul of Tachtoyna, It has to be kechshera kapsula. It has to be a sukkah kshera. And being a sukkah kshera requires that it should be a mokum dira. And this is mefurish in the Ramban. The Ramban says mefurish twice. The Ramban in the Mechamis. There's two Mechamis in one after another. There's the Mechamis about sukkah tachasukah, the Balamor with how do we paskin? And then there's the Ramban about Asuka, Kilepis, and Naklif. In both places, the Ramban says Beferish, that the reason why you need Yechayil Kabbal Karim Exosos is because you need Roy Lidiro. And it has nothing to do with Shir Oil. And the second Ramban, the Seich Advarim, it's Mamish Mefurish, the Ramban says that the Ramban is inheritance. If you have an Oiz V'Hod Gemara, have the same word that I have, so it's an Amud Tezayin. Amud Tezayin in the Machamas, first column, counting from the bottom, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines from the bottom. First word of the line is Asara. He says, the kol she'ena gvaya asara nami, even an oil that's not 10 tefachim tall. Oilu, ben le'inyin Shabbos, ben le'inyin tumah, ben le'chol dover. Don't need 10 tefachim to be an oil, in any context. U'kishe postul sukkah she'ena gvaya asara, when we say that a sukkah that's not gvaya asara is not a kosher sukkah, and therefore in sukkah gabi sukkah, it's not kosher kapsuloi, mishum diyurimu the pasulim Allah. The loy mit me'she'ena oil. Because it lacks in the urim. That's the royal dira. It's the urim bel yayna. But it has nothing to do with shira. Purish in the Ramban, that the shir, Shmuel's din of asar tochim, kefshar kapsuloi, has nothing to do with shira. It has to do with the urim. And that's what the Ramban said in the previous Ramban, when he was masik in the Balamar. Balamar, the din of yachol kabu karmic sauces is because kefshar kapsuloi. You need to have, if you need kefshar kapsuloi, so you have to have it, it has to have the urim. And if it doesn't have the urim, then it's not kosher. And maybe take a look at the other Ramban. Go look at the previous page. The Ramban, in the Muhammad's, the first column. It's a short column. He starts off by quoting the Balamar. Mashomu means the Balamar. The Shaykh remembered to do the Hokkah, remembered to do the Noisukah Muflogim and Arbo. That is, the Balamar said that there's a connection between Noisukah Muflogim and the Din of Sukkah Tachasukah, and according to Shmuel, you need 10 Tachasukah by both. Loi Shaykhah, Loi Psichah, Bakal, one thing has nothing to do with the other. The Hosom, Schach, Possum, who, by Noyes, is Schach Possum, from Lab Mishum Dinayeh, so you're Mesachach for Schach Possum. The Lab Mishum Dinayeh, Matthew, Ein Muflogim, Pepah, Psulu. And therefore, if not for the fact that it's that Noy is Bottle, so then it would pass even if it's not mufug at all. It was very manly shetosu that he holds a noy that sadum and ois is only kosher of bittel. So if it's mufug, it's not bottle. That I talked about before. But I feel with Shmuel, neshe heim noyeim buchshiro shem mufug. Only the noysuk is chak. Only noy that's bottle for the chak is kosher. Shem mufugim arba is there oimid laatmik is oimid laatmik uksuva. That's what we talked about before. Aval hocha. And this is the line that I want right now. Mishum dira kamino. Shmuel's requirement that 10 tefachim is as dira. And so on. Kitzur, Mufush, and Ramban in both places, that the requirement of. And then the Ramban, that's the Ramban that she tells you also, that Yechayil Kabbal, that's what really the Ramban wanted to show you actually. But that's the connection to Yechayil Kabbal Karmic sources. I mean, that's the previous Ramban. That's the Ramban and Omad Yudalad. Maybe that one you'll look inside for yourself. But a component, the Purush and the Ramban, the three places, all three, that the Ramban says that the din of Kechsher Kapsula is a din in, it means that you need, it's not a Shir oil. You don't need 10 tefachim to be an oil. Halacha, you need, the Mahari means it's halacha and Hefsher Sukkah. The Sukkah has to be a Sukkah Kshair. Has to be Royal Adira. That's why you need a Chayil Kavu and Karma sauces. Because that's part of being Royal Adira. But you have to have that. You need asar tefachim. You didn't hechshir sukkah, but it's nothing to do with the shir oil. So stay from Ramban. So how does Ramban learn Agamah? That's certainly not what the Makshin thought. The Makshin compared the Shmuel's shir of asar tefachim to Kinaitis. He certainly thought that the shir of asar tefachim was a shir in oil. That's why he compares it to Kinaitis. Chayim means because the shir oil. How tall does an oil have to be? So you have to, say the Ramban. The Ramban learns that that's the teretz of the Gemara. That's what the Makshin put. But the teretz of the Gemara is that it's nothing to do with Shir Oil. It has to do rather with a special halacha of Kechshera Kachsula that the Sukkah Yoyna, the Pasul Sukkah Tachtanina, has to have a Hechshir Sukkah. Has to have Dine Sukkah Shere. Has to be right with Dio. And that's the Chor where Rashi says by us. Now let's look at Rashi. Hosam Dino Mitzel Sukkah. On the side, they say that the next, these two Rashi's are one deeper, they should be connected. Hosam de mipsil sukkah ka'asyo mishum sukkah tacha sukkah. By sukkah tacha sukkah, you're coming to pass with sukkah. Kechshere kach psula. The way we have it, it's a dibra maskal. But in the Gemara, we don't have the words kechshere kach psula over here. Only in Omanala. Here they don't make an appearance. That's why the Magia made it into one dibra. Or maybe tacha it isn't. Maybe it's two dibra, and Rashi had it in the Gemara. But the point of Rashi learns that that's the kavanah of the Gemara. So again, when you're coming to pass with sukkah, so kechsher kapsula called kamadol in the kriya el yoyna sukkah le mitzvah tachtayim. You need el yoyna to have a shem sukkah. A shem sukkah has to have extra sukkah. Needs to have a sara tochah. Tochah l'shvi oyla shlo yishin tachto. Aval shara sukkah ksher. You're not coming to pass with sukkah. It's not the din of sukkah tachah sukkah. It's the din of hefzikoyl. Hefzikoyl doesn't need a sara tochah. But for sukkah tachah sukkah, you need to have a new din. You need to have that the sukkah el yoyna called kamadol in the kriya el yoyna sukkah. I need that the sukkah el yoyna should be mikraya sukkah. Should have a shem sukkah. A shem sukkah needs to have a sort of tochah. Mechor, that's how derech, what's mukach in the Ramad. That the din of kefsher kapsula has nothing to do with shir oil. It's rather a din that you need hefsher sukkah. The yoyna has to be a sukkah ksher in order to pass the tachbar. And that's the Rashi in Omer Aleph, which at the time in Omer Aleph we weren't trying to grapple. Maybe that's not the pshat in the Rashi. But I think you put it together with this Rashi, and it's clear that that's the pshat in the Rashi in Omer Aleph as well. Kefsher kapsula, when he explains Shmuel, the Rashi Kechsher Kapsula, which is in the wide line, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 wide lines, down Kechsher Kapsula, says Rashi, Mishum Shtei Sukkah is post Lakro. The Chiles Bible Yoyne Hechsher Sukkah, Lav Sukkah, Yvelay Post Lakro. He's saying Shmuz, Shmuz, and a Nusfar. Up till now, Rav Huna, Rav Chizda, they thought the only thing is, it shouldn't be Chatz Chocha. So what's Chatz Chocha? Needs a Shira Oil in the middle, to make it not Chatz Chocha. Shmuz Machadish, a Nusfar, Mishum Shtei Sukkah is post Lakro. The time when we read this Rashi, we asked, "What? We didn't know that before." The Mishum Shtei Sukkah is post Lakro. So we said, "L'chayim Mashman Rashi." That's part of the Shmuel's Mechadish. Up to now, we thought it's a Shnei Schochim. Shnei Schochim. So as long as you have a Shira in the middle, so you have two Schochim. Now the Gemara's Mechadish, no, you need to have a Shem Sukkah Bel Yoyna. Shem Sukkah Bel Yoyna has to be a Sukkah Ksheira. It needs to have a Sarat Bokim. We wanted to bend over backwards. It shouldn't be the Shan Rashi. But L'chayim is taken together with this Rashi, and that's clear. That's what Rashi's saying here as well. That. So therefore, kechsher kapsula called kamodule mikraya yoyna sukkah le mitzvah tachta. That's the sheet of Rashi. So we have here machlekes shishayim. The Balamor and the Ravid learn kechsher kapsula just means the gili l'shira oil, like the makshin. The Taz is not chayzer from that. The Taz is saying that there's degrees. There's oil gomer. There's oil sheina gomer. Pasul sukkah is oil gomer. You know, if it's only the mitzvah, you know, it's enough an oil sheina gomer. Chayil and Rashi and Ramban is mukhuk. That the Gemara is turning around 180 degrees. And the Gemara is saying, no, Shmuel has nothing to do with Shira. Like the Ramban is Matkish, less than 10 Tochim is Oil B'chol Mokhim, Ben the Shabbos, Ben the Tumah, Ben the Chol Dover. Shira Oil is out, it does not need a Sarat Tochim. Well, I was Kevshera Kapsula. Chori means like Rashi. That is a special Gzeres HaKosuv. That Lemisul, in order to pass the Tachtoin, the Elyon has to be Mikraya Sukkah. Because the Gzeres HaKosuv was Sukkah Tacha Sukkah. And Kol Kama, that the Elyon is not Mikraya Sukkah, then it doesn't go into the Posuk of Sukkah Tacha Sukkah. And that's the Gemara's Teretz. That's what Gemara means. That's the Teretz. Kechsher Kapsula. So the Maskonis of Gemara, the Makshin Taka thought that the Shira Sot Bokum is a Shira Oil. The Tyson is Mechadish, that it's not a Shira Oil at all. Rather it's a new din of Kechsher Kapsula that I need El Yoyna to be Mekraya Sukkah in order to pass the Tachtoin. L'chor, that's what Ramban is learning as well. Not the first Ramban. L'chor, that's what Ramban has to learn. That's what the Ramban says, that it's nothing to do with Shira Oil. It's rather a din in the Yur. And they're both L'shitosim. They're asking the Ramban are L'shitosim. That they learn that it's connected to the Nevi'chayil Kalvin Karmic Sosus. That the Gemara that said, Mechal the Tanakama, the Gemara that asked, how can the Tanakama not require the Nevi'chayil Kalvin Karmic Sosus? And the Gemara answered, no, Tanakama also agrees to need the Nevi'chayil Kalvin Karmic Sosus, just like they had Chak. They learn that's Nevi'chayil Shmuel. The Ramban's very simple carries from the Gemara, Rashi interpolates into the Gemara, they learn it's connected to Shmuel. According to Balamor and the Rabbi, it has nothing to do with Shmuel. Shmuel said, a sheer oil. What does that do with the Nevi'chayil Kalvin Karmic Sosus? The Balamor should also be fasting not like Shmuel, and you still need the Nevi'chayil Kalvin Karmic Sosus. It's a different din. That din needs a hezber, but it's a different din. According to Rashi and the Ramban, it's part of Shmuel's chiddush. Shmuel's mechadish. The yoyna has to be mikray. Sukkah has to have a shem sukkah. Mele has to be royal dior. And this one second. This is also implicit in the Ramban at the beginning of the parak, where the Ramban quoted the Rif. The Rif said that halacha is like Rovo, that Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim by Lamal and Mechof are arguing about dior's right, dior's far. Not like the other explanations in the Gemara in that face. And the Rif said, among other things, halacha is like Rava, because the sukkah kavei sukkah kibosid the Rava shaycha. The Rishon argued what exactly did he see in this Gemara. Rav had one shot we talked about in the past about poem shteim ksheres, poem shteim psulos. But the Ramban and the Rosh learn the Rif is talking about our Gemara, about the Gemara about Yechayil Kalb and Karim Ksosis. Where Rabbi Yehuda and Chacham argue about Yechayil Kalb and Karim Ksosis on the day of Chag. And the Rif understood that that machlokes revolves around Diris Arayim, Diris Kva. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that you need a Diris Kva, then the Leon has to be a Diris Kva, so you need Yechayil Kalb and Karim Ksosis Berebach. And according to the Chacham, it's enough to have a Diris Arayim, so it's enough to have Yechayil Kalb and Karim Ksosis on the day of Chag. Again, if the din of Asarat Falkam is a din of Shir Oil, what could it possibly have to do with Diris Arayim, Diris Kva? No, it's a new halacha kechsher kapsula. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, that a sukkah has to be a diras kva, then it has to have dinei sukkah, and a dinei sukkah includes that it has to be a sukkah kechsher. There's an interesting ritual. Remind me to come back to this ritual probably tomorrow. The ritual is done. What about according to the chachamim that sukkah diras arayim inam? What if the leon is a diras kva? The most of the leon is the malam mechav. Would it be a sukkah kach a sukkah? Oh, you need kelly, okay, you need to have this, the leon has to be kosher. So the Ritva said, no, it's a lot of kosher. It's even worse. So I said, why? It's for a lot of sukkah kosher. So come back to that. Maybe we'll just leave it as a question. Yeah.
Leon. Don't you say that the shear of 10 tafim, meaning, what did they say, eating sukkah, limited to sukkah, where did the shear of 10 tafim for an oral be massive?
You mean in a bite where it's not kavua?
Where it's not kavua?
Say that's like a, I don't know. Maybe that's like a kriyas. So it has to be kavua. So that's either literally be kavua. It's a good point. And Mustafa, we're going to have to say. Meanwhile, things may change. Everything I'm saying today is subject to change. But this is the Yashrus. This is certainly the Rei. This is the Poshet of Shat and the Rambat. I want to make a revolution. But we have to first do the normal Shat and the Ramban before we can. So meanwhile, I have to say that Asarat Tfokim by Amito has nothing to do with Shmuel's Halacha. Shmuel's Halacha is Kesher Kapsula. And it's maybe sort of like a substitute for Krius. Okay, so far so good. So we have it from Mahalchim. Rashi is arriving in the Malamar on the one hand. Shir Oil. Rashi is arriving on the other. It's a din Kesher Kapsula. That you need the El Yoyne should be Mekraya Sukkah. Rashi is first off. The Chor in the Rabbana has to be that way as well. So what's Shrek? There's a Shrekite separately, Shrekite and Rashi, and there's a Shrekite in the Ramban. Start with Rashi. What's Shrek and Rashi? Rashi we talked about when we learned about Aleph. The Ramban is still what we talked about yesterday. Called Kushus Chamurz. What's Shrek and Rashi? We're saying now, both Rashi and the Ramban are learning what Shrek Kapsula means. Shmuel's requirement of Asarat Tfokim is not a Shir Oil. It's a Gzeres HaKosov. That in order for the El Yoyna to pass the Kachtoyna, it has to have Dinei Sukkah Shir. Rashi says it has to be Mikraya Sukkah. And for the El Yoyna to be Mikraya Sukkah, not enough that it's an oil, not enough that it's a Schach, it has to have Dinei Sukkah L'chol Dover. So it has to be Oil of Diurim, and so on and so forth. It has to be Oil of Diurim, Yechel Kal Kor Miksosis. It has to have Asarat Tfokim. It's Dinei Sukkah Shir. It has to be a sukkah kshera in order to pass the tachton. That's both Rashi and the Ramban. That's how we're learning. Rashi is mefurish, but we'll be machriyachit in the Ramban as well. And in the Rif also, for that matter, the way the Ramban read the Rif at the beginning of the Masechta about the Diris Arayim Diris Kva. So also comes out that it's coming out the same. And the Rosh, by the way, also says that at the beginning of the Masechta. The Rosh also says that the machlekes are beautiful chachamim, but Ayidei Achach is totally in the machlokes about Diras Arayim and Diras Kva. So we could put the Rosh also on the same side as Rashi and the Rif and the Ramban. That there's a din of Achshera Kach Tzula that you need dinei sukkah Achshera. So if Diras Kva b'inon, it has to be a Diras Kva in order to pass the Kach Tzula. All right, the Valmor over there argues to Shitosim. So the Rif, the Rosh, the Rif has understood by the Rosh and the Ramban, the Rosh and the Ramban themselves, Rashi, all these Rishayim learn Achshera Kach Tzula. There's 180 degree turn of the maskim in Agamar. Maskanas in Gemara, Kechsher Kapsula means it's not a Shir Oil. It's a Gzeres HaKosov. That for the Yoyna to pass the Tachtoyna, it has to be Mikraya Sukkah, and if it has to have Dinei Sukkah, it has to have Hefshu Sukkah. And we can add the Riyaz in Yeshiva Tochim and the Prima Gorda Beinit Fanis. If you want to go to Achreinu, it's all on this side. The Yoyna to pass the Tachtoyna needs to have need to have hechsher sukkah. So let's find Rashi. What Shere and Rashi is, this I asked already, I don't know how long ago, what we did on it out. Not so long ago. That, how does it stem with Rashi Shita that sukkah tachas ilun is the same sukkah as sukkah tachas sukkah? It's one sukkah place lachim. Sukkah tachas ilun, it has hechsher sukkah. Doesn't have extra sukkah. Doesn't have dine sukkah. It's ilum, and it's not even goy asar. It's chalpa. Nonetheless, Rashi learns that the psul of sukkah tachas ilum is one generic psul of sukkah tachas sukkah. It's a generic psul of shnei schachim. We're marach in the Rashi, and that's why Rashi in the Mishnah by sukkah tachas ilum doesn't even mention that mechubar is possible, because it doesn't care. An ilum could be ischach kosher for as far as this is concerned. It's still called shnei schachim. Because it has a shem b'tnei atzmai, the ilun. Why do you need a hafloga? So we explain, because ilun is a shem b'tnei atzmai. It doesn't need a hafloga to be called shnei schochem. By shnei schochem, mamish, if it doesn't have a hafloga, Rashi says it's chad schochem. So it's not, I don't see shnei schochem. By ischach and the ilun, it's too shameless, so it's be'etzim shnei schochem. But other than that, it's basically the same concept of shnei schochem. And that's why we explained, this was a Rosh's word, that's why, it's very, but it's mamish compelling in the Rashi. That's why Chavtan helps for Chamsa Merubo, and it doesn't help for Tzilsa Merubo. It's come out Mefurish in Rashi. It says for Chamsa Merubo, it's a Psul Mechubar, so Bitul Beroy takes off the Psul. And for, but if even it's Tzilsa Merubo, then it's a problem of Shnei Schochim. So then it's Taka Posul, unless the Gavoyah is Chamsa Merubo, it's also. And it's come out Mefurish in Rashi in Testament Beis. He says when the Mesa Maila Memra, what's the Chiddush? If it's Chavtan Maila Memra, what's the Chiddush Rola? Obviously, if it's Chavtan, it's Kosher. So Rashi explains, because there's no Shnei Schochim, because it's Chamsa Merubo. And there's no psul mechubar because mitzarv schach posel b'hai schach kosher because you have bitul beroyv. Before Shnei the bitul beroyv is a remedy for the psul of mechubar. It's not a remedy for shnei schochem. But that the remedy is that the ilun is chamsa merubah. Well, this Rosh is what's really once Rosh showed us the Rashi. It's really before Shnei Rashi. So the whole Rashi in the Testament base, that's how we learned the whole sugya of chavtan, why chavtan helps for one and not from the other. The whole Rashi is that shnei schochem is a generic concept. That embraces sukkah tachas sukkah and sukkah tachas ilon and presumably sukkah tachas abayis. It's all one din of sheish of shnei schachim. How does that stem with what we're learning now in Rashi? That in order for the elyon to pass the tachtoyim, there's a special din that the elyon has to be a sukkah kshero. That's exactly that kosuv that he loved to make cry a sukkah leposul tachtoyim. So then it's not a generic psul of shnei schachim. It has nothing to do with sukkah tachas ilon. That's the problem in Rashi. I think we have to deal with the Rashi separately and with the Ramban separately. And Rashi, that's certainly a problem. But there's a big problem also in the Ramban and the Rif and the Rosh. What's the problem in them? If they're also on this team, that Kechsher Kapsula has nothing to do with Shir Oil, that the Yoyna has to have a Hechsher Sukkah, Dine Sukkah, Roy with the Urim, and so on and so forth. It's like Rashi, Kechsher Kapsula means it has to be Mikraya Sukkah. The Yoyna has to be Mikraya Sukkah in order to pass the Taklein. How does this stem with the Rif and the Ramban in Hayoshin and the Rosh for that matter, the Shoinim in the beginning of the second parak, who compare the din of Sukkah Tachas Sukkah to the din of Yoshin Tachas Amito? The Rif said, it's even worse, in the beginning of the second parak, Shmuel said, remember brings the Gemara, I can also put it, Tirgum of Shmuel v'Gavay Asar, the din of Yoshin Tachas Amito is when it's Gavay Asar. Said the Rif, Tigam Shmuel, it says by name it's Chav Zayin, Omer Chav Zayin and Rif. Tigam Shmuel, but meet the Gavaya Asar Tvachim. The came in the Gavaya Asar Shul Shir Sukkah, Nasis Ke Sukkah, Besaych Sukkah, Lepicha Kloyotze Dei Chavos. So Rif said, the reason why you need Asar Tvachim by Amito is because it's like Sukkah Tacha Sukkah. Pashas he means that Shmuel Shittosa. Shmuel Bush told by Sukkah Tacha Sukkah, you need Asar Tvachim. So that's why Yoshua and Tal Chasamit and these Asar Tvachim as well. Says the Balamar, what does one thing have to do with the other? Says the Ramban, whole arichus, that the Rif, and the, by the way, and the Rosh quotes this Rif. Says them on a whole arichus, because that the Rif held that the reason why Sukkah Tacha Sukkah is possible is because the Sukkah El Yoyna is a Sukkah Psula, because it's not Litzel. The Tachtoim is the one that's made Tzula. Tachtoim was there first, that's the one that's made Tzula. The El Yoyna is not Litzel, so the El Yoyna is a Sukkah Psula, the Tachtoim is a Sukkah Ksher. That by itself wouldn't be a psula parent, because that's chach posel. That by itself wouldn't be, that's chach posel, that it should posel and be in this chach posel. It's not like a sadin. But the ma'isa, the sukkah yoyna is not a good sukkah. You can't use the sukkah yoyna, because it's not being mixed. So what? So I'll use the sukkah tachtoyna. So he said, the Ramban, The Torah apparently is telling me that the oil of the sukkah yoyin is mevatel oil of the sukkah tachtana. And that's why the Rif compared it. He said the din of it's here the Torah is in the gal of the concept that an oil is mevatel oil of the sukkah. That another oil is mevatel oil of the sukkah. And therefore, just like the sukkah, the oil of the sukkah yoyin is mevatel the sukkah of the tachtana, the oil of the mita is mevatel oil of the sukkah. And just like you need a sarat bacham here, you need a sarat bacham there. Akan the Ramban. The Ritva, worth stressing, the Ritva does not like this Ramban. He quotes the Ramban. He says he has a problem because by a mita, it's the oil at tachtan, mevatel oil at elyon. By sukkah tachat sukkah, you try to make oil at elyon, mevatel oil at tachtan. Who says it works that way? Maybe in Chora it's always oil at tachtan, that's mevatel oil at elyon. At least that's how it is by mita. So he doesn't accept the Ritva's equation. But even the Ritva just varies it a little bit. And the Ritva says, rather, sukkah tachat sukkah is not because the oil of elyon is mevatel oil of tachtan. It's not mevatel, because only the elyon is not mevatel of tachtan. But it's exeris hakosuv, that a sukkah that has an oil on top of it is possible. But even the Ritva says it's within oil. The problem is that the sukkah tachtan has an oil on top of it, and that's exeris hakosuv. But in the Rif, in the Ramban, seems that it's mamash the same thing as Yoshua Dachas Amitra. Not only that, but it's mamash from the Rif, that's why they have a shiur of asarat vok. Just here in the Ira. The Rif, the Ramban by us, and he reads it into the Rif, and for that matter, the Rosh by us, they all learn that the din of Kibet, they seem to learn that Kesher Kapsul is Exeris HaKosuv, that the Elyon apostles are Tayna only because it has Dinei Sukkah. And if the Elyon doesn't have Dinei Sukkah, it's not a Dinei Sukkah, according to Rabbi Yehuda, or it doesn't have a Sar Tfokim, which is not a Shir Oil, it's a Shir in being Royal Diyur, it's a Shir in Hefshe Sukkah, it doesn't pass the Tachtayna. So that means it's not oil mevatel oil. If it will be midin oil mevatel oil, then what does it have to do with? Then why should it need dinei hechshe sukkah? And oil it is. It may not be oil zero, but it's still an oil. So if it's an oil is mevatel oil. And if it's not of oil mevatel oil, it's not a special gzeres hakosuv that a sukkah ksheira is mevatel a sukkah shetachtel. Then how do you learn that from there? The yoshin tachas amit, the yoshin tachas amit is not a sukkah ksheira. Moreover, the Ramban by us stresses that the shir of asar tochem has nothing to do with shir oil. Says it's oil even less than a sarat fochem. Ben the Shabbos, ben the Tumah, ben the Choldovah. The shir of a sarat fochem is a shir in hechsher sukkah. And yet the Rif says, and the Raman is defending the Rif and agreeing with the Rif, that the shir, or at least the Rif seems to be saying, that the shir of a sarat fochem by a mito is the same shir of a sarat fochem that you have by sukkah tachas sukkah. That's shmul shitosoy. That's what the Rif seems to say. What are you talking about? The shir of a sarat fochem is a shir in hechsher sukkah. It's not a shir in oil. What does that do with mito? And the Chor, that's what the Raman was saying. That's how the Raman learned the Agamara. That also in the Lemisal Sukkah and so on, L'chor, we said it, we will make it. He learned like Rashi, that you need Asar Tochim, not Asir Oil, only because it's a din in Heksha Sukkah. Shir Sukkah is Asar Tochim. What's it have to do with Mita? I'm just steering the Yeruah in the Ramban. So that's what we need to be the Ash. That's the problem. The Ramban by us learns, Kekshere Kapsuloh, Zeh Sakosu, they need Dinei Heksha Sukkah, Royal Yeruah and so on. It's nothing to do with shir oil. It's very nothing to do with shir oil. So even if it's less than a sor, it's an oil chol dover, just not really, it's just a lack of hechshus. Chayu ready to the gemara, share a kapsul al derech Rashi. And he reads it into the Rif. He says the Rif in the beginning of the parak, who connected dear Sarai and dear Eskva for the issue of sukkah tachas sukkah. He says al derech zeh, because the elyon has to have dinei hechshus sukkah, and if the elyon is a dear Eskva. So that it can't, if Diras Kvah be in and rather, and the Yoyin is not a Diras Kvah, it's only a Diras Arai, then it doesn't pass the Tachlan. That's why Rudu requires Yechol Kavu Korm Uksos, so it's Shaloy Yoli Be'ev Kvah. On one hand. And it's the Ramban, and it's the Rif, as read by the Ramban, and it's the Rosh, who also connects this to Diras Arai and Diras Kvah. All these Rishonim, the Rishonim that were on the table, all these Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rif, the Rosh, they all learn Agamara, Kepsher Kapsula, we're saying that the Yoyin needs to have Dina Hechshusuk. And how does the Shim on the other hand with the Rif, same Rishonim, the Rif and the Rosh, the Rif quoted by the Rosh, defended by the Ramban in the second parak, who say that the din of the Sukkah Tachas Sukkah is because oil mevatel oil, and it's the mocker for the din of Yoshim Tachas Amitah. And not only that, but the Rif is master, that's why by Mitah you need that Sarat Bacham. Yeah, okay. So this is a harder life. We have to scale. Okay. And not to forget that the Rashi is also still a different problem, but Rashi is also a problem.